The second station, Jesus takes up his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Outside the city, to the northwest of Jerusalem, there is a little hill. Golgotha is its name in Aramaic, the place of skulls, or Calvary. Offering no resistance, Jesus gives himself up to the execution of the sentence. He is to be spared nothing, and upon his shoulders falls the weight of the cross. But through love, the cross is to become the throne from which he reigns. The people of Jerusalem and those from abroad who have come for the Passover push their way through the city streets to catch a passing glimpse of Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. There is a tumult of voices, and now and then, short silences, perhaps when Jesus fixes his eyes on someone. If anyone wishes to come after me, let them take up his cross daily and follow me.
How lovingly Jesus embraces the wood which is to bring him to death. Is it not true that as soon as you cease to be afraid of the cross, of what people call the cross, when you set your will to accept the will of God, then you find happiness, and all your worries, all your sufferings, physical or moral, pass away? Truly, the cross of Jesus is gentle and lovable. There, sorrows cease to count. There is only the joy of knowing that we are co-redeemers with him. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen.